Well, in the background, we hear my theme song for 30 years or so, the wonderful Tzena Tzena, written by Yitzhar Miron, a wonderful composer who graciously allows me to use this each week to start the program and to get you in the good mood, the wonderful Tzena Tzena. Well, how have you been? Looks like winter is over. Or is that a little premature? I can tell you one thing, though. I am so happy that it doesn't look like there's going to be any snow this week. And the concert that I've been planning for next Sunday, always afraid of March. Some of you may recall in 1992 or 3, one of my concerts in New Brunswick. It was a Sunday afternoon, and the morning, it was beautiful. And they predicted that at 11 o'clock would be the worst storm that they ever had. And the snow came, and oh, it was impossible. As a matter of fact, I think we started at 2. It was canceled. It was in 3 hours, it wreaked such havoc. And I just think to myself, oh, no, you know, can't happen. And so with the weather in the 50s, I guess the worst that we could have is rain. And I'll take rain over snow anytime. Anyway, if you haven't purchased your tickets yet, we're halfway gone. And it could be a sellout. It's going to be a nice crowd anyway. So those of you who are waiting, I don't think you should wait too much longer. Remember, this coming Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the American Hall on 967th Street, West 67th Street. It's just a block or two north of Lincoln Center. You can park in Lincoln Center 2 blocks away, and it's very convenient, and they have a special price on Sunday afternoon. And, of course, it's the debut of the three cantors. It's the Cantorial Trio. It's the Cantorial Trio is the name. And, of course, it's Yankee Lemmer, Shimmy Muller, and Zevi Miller. And they're dynamite. And it's going to be something so refreshing and unique in the sense that you're going to hear a few selections that were written for the trio that are just wonderful. And, of course, they're going to sing a lot of great chazanis. And for those of you who are purists, let me tell you that there will be no sound system. You're going to hear the real thing. American Hall is a small hall that has outstanding acoustics. And of course, Danny Gildar will be the accompanist, and you know, you can't have a concert without Danny. And let's see what else. Oh yes, there's going to be a couple of surprises. I'm not even going to tell you about that. I'll just tell you there's going to be a couple of surprises, and I'm really, really so pleased. And if you really enjoy chazanis, let's see you this coming Sunday. That's February 20th. You know how to purchase the tickets. If you go to the homepage, you're obviously listening to this on the computer. Go to my homepage, and the upper right-hand corner tells you about purchasing the tickets. Okay, I look forward to seeing you there. Let's get on to the music. Oh, you know, I was just realizing this is show number 90. Show number 90. You know, it's just yesterday that I started on the internet. And here it is, 90 programs. It's actually more than 90 weeks because there were a few weeks where, because of holidays and whatever, it's really about 95 weeks ago I started. And that's what happens when you're having a good time. Time goes by so quickly. I know many of you are listening to this in your offices or around the house later on. You're not listening to it live. I think about 80% of the listeners are listening on the archive, but that's fine. As long as you're listening, as long as perhaps you're sharing this wonderful music with your friends. So let's go back 25 years. You know, 1985, you say 1985, it just sort of rolls off the lips. You say, well, 1985 was just yesterday. It was 25 years ago. I know some listeners here weren't even born then, or if they were 8 or 10 years old, they don't even know this music. So let's hear Kesher from a 1985 album, and we'll start with Yevorechecha. Well, we're going to hear one more from Kesher. This is Ki V'Simcha, Kesher.
Ki V'Simcha Seitzeyu Shalom tuvalum, ki v'simcha seitzeyu, u v'shalom tuvalum, ki v'simcha seitzeyu, u v'shalom tuvalum, ki v'simcha seitzeyu, u v'shalom tuvalum. Say you, ooh, the shalom to all of you.
simcha seitzeyu, uvishalom tuvalum. Ki v'simcha seitzeyu, uvishalom tuvalum. Ki v'simcha seitzeyu, uvishalom tuvalum.
Yes, that was Kesher. And I know that Saul and Julian are fans of Shlomo Kaulbach. You are, aren't you? Okay, let's go to 1974. It was 1974, yeah. And this will be a medley, just two selections, V'han Hilenu and Uvnei Yerushalayim. This was at a live concert, 1974. Am I doing this right? Let me just see. No. You'll forgive me. I just have to change the deck here. Push the wrong button. Didn't look right. And here we go. Shlomo Kaulbach. Live,
1974. Vavau veratzon Shabbat kodshecha Meyanu chuvo Kol Yisrael Kol Yisrael Shabbat kodshecha Ve'hanachilenu Hashem Elokeinu Vavau v'ratzon Shabbat kodshecha Ve'yanuchu Kol Yisrael So tomorrow will be Shabbos. Tomorrow will be Shabbos. Tomorrow will be Shabbos. The great, great Shabbos. Remember the six. Remember the 6 million. Remember the 6 million. Till the great, great Shabbos. Pray for all the children. Pray for a great, great Shabbos. Pray for the whole world. Pray for the whole world. Pray for the whole world. For the great, great Shabbos. Pray for Yerushalayim. Pray for Yerushalayim. Pray for Yerushalayim. For the great, great
Also hört zu, Freunde. Uvnei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Mirakoidesh, Yerushalayim Mirakoidesh, Bimehe Yerobiyomeinu, singt mit mir mit, Freunde. Uvnei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Mirakoidesh, Yerushalayim, Mirakoidesh, Bimehe Yedo Biyomeinu.
nu v'nei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Yerakoydesh, v'nei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Yerakoydesh, v'nei Yerushalayim, v'nei Yerushalayim. Sing noch einmal mit mir mit. O Benei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Irakoydesh, Yerushalayim Irakoydesh, Abim Hevavu.
Nothing like the live thing, is it? It really it's the same thing, by the way, I think with Chazanis. That's why nothing beats the shul. And also the concert hall versus the studio, because there's something that happens that's magical when the audience, there are vibrations and the congregation, where there should be vibrations, which... enhance the whole feel, and I think that the Chazan reacts to that, no question about that. Okay, Dov Hoffman, we're going to hear Or Chadosh and Od Yishoma, Dovey.
Thank you. קודש על ציון דוויר, על ציון דוויר. אי בנזקך ילוניחת, ממהיר גבולה יבלבוידוי.
Oy di shuma de yoraydo, ayin de
Oh, that was an abrupt ending, I guess. Yes, it was. Let's go back 30 years ago. You know, 30 years ago is my sweet spot. What is that, 1981? Well, it's about approximately that, because, you know, I started in 1977 at FMU when it was in East Orange with Larry Gordon. So what is that? That's 34 years ago. So if you hear me playing a lot of selections from the 70s and the early 80s, you'll understand that that's where I learned it all. That was the beginning for me. Prior to that, my life was a Jewish wasteland, a wasteland of Jewish music. It was all a great discovery in 1977. Well, you've read my biography on the homepage, so you know that how that all came about. I won't bore you. I won't bore you with that. And Helen has heard it only 22,000 times. So anyway, let's go back to 1981. Meir Sherman with Sameach.
Soggle ho akkord, tossis vi soggle. Vi kibbutz Bana halsayha bisimcha tasis visogel Sais tasis visogel ho akkora tasis visogel Birki buc bana halsayha bisimcha tasis visogel Sameach kisamach reimo ahuvim Kisamecha kol yitzicho v'gan eidem mikedem
Mayor Sherman with Sameach. Well, where were you in the 70s? I mean, those of you who were around in the 70s. Well, where were you? Well, I was in New Jersey, and there was a group called Safam, and they were terrific. They really had a lot of great recordings. Of course, their classic was "Leaving Mother Russia," that was written in 1978, and as I have said, that's about when I got started, 1977. And Dan Funk, who was the lead and the background vocals, his father, Rabbi Funk, was the rabbi at the Hillel at Rutgers in New Brunswick. And I met him many times when I lived in the New Brunswick area in the let's say in the 80s. There was Dan, and then there was Robbie Solomon, Joel Sussman, Kenny Epstein, Ron Fish, and Alan Nelson. They formed Safam, and I have about six or seven of their CDs. Their albums, which were made into CDs. So let's go to 1978. It's the same album that has the Leaving Mother Russia, but I'll play that another time. I have played that so often. Let's hear first Vene Emor, Safam.
Yeah.
Yes, that's Safam. Look, I don't want to belabor the point, but they don't make music like that anymore, do they? No, no. The band takes over, the trumpets, the drums, and then the decibel level. And maybe someday we'll have a renaissance in Jewish music, and perhaps the Safam and the Meir Sherman and the Dov Hoffman and the Kalbach and the Kesher, and of course you have Avram Fried and Bensian Shanker, and of course MBD, the big MBD. There's always hope. There is always hope. Let's one more selection from that album of Safam, the 1978 album. This is Adon Olam.
Adon Olam. Asher molad b'terem kol yetzi nivra et nasa b'chepsot kol azay melech shimon nikra v'yachare ikot Shem alak beterem kol yitzin ibra liyit nasa bechipsa kol azay melek shimon yikra yachare kitbot hakol levado yimloch nora hu haya vehu omer hu yiyye betifara adon olam Hashem alak beterem kol yitzin ibra liyit nasa bechipsa kol azay melek shimon yikra yachare kitbot hakol levado yimloch nora hu haya vehu omer betifara hu haya vehu omer betifara adon olam
Safam, a very smooth music. I'm sure you enjoyed that. Well, I hope you did anyway. Well, you know, I was in my self-storage looking at the albums that I have. That's where I store the old records and a lot of my old equipment and so forth. And I was reviewing it, and I was realizing that I don't play enough Hasidic music. I have from Lubavitch and Gerer and Breslov and you name it. I got hundreds of tapes and albums, and I'm dedicating myself to listening to that and sharing more of that with you. Of course, I always talk about how I love boys' choirs, and I realize I haven't been playing enough of them. And believe it or not, I have a whole Sephardic collection. To the taste of some of the Sephardim, but I have a lot of Sephardic music, which I should be playing also. So those are some thoughts for the future. But speaking of the Hasidische music, let's go back to 1975. This will be Rav Shmuel Bezalel Althaus, and he'll be singing Volokh Lubavitch Nikolayev. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Okay, let's go back a few years. A little different, wouldn't you say? Okay, I would say that. Let's go back to 1978. That's the 10th Hasidic song song festival in 1978. Yes, the Diaspora Yeshiva Band with Malchutcha.
Malchutcha, Malchut kol adamim, Memshaltecha, Bechol davador.
Those are tricky words, right? Malchutcha, that was the diaspora yeshiva band. Let's go back again to the 1978 Hasidic Song Festival. And this is Mike Burstein. Benny, do you remember Mike Burstein? Let's hear Ki Mitzion.
Mitzion teitze Torah, ki Mitzion teitze Torah, ki Mitzion, ki Mitzion teitze Torah, ki Mitzion teitze Torah, ki Mitzion teitze Torah. Kimitzion teitze Torah Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim Ki Mitzion teitze Torah Ki Mitzion teitze Torah Ki Mitzion Ki Mitzion Ki Mitzion teitze Torah Ki
Mitzion
teitze Torah
Teitze
Torah Ki Mitzion Ki Mitzion Ki Mitzion
Wow, it's something the way time flies by so quickly, right? In the background, last minute or two for this first hour, we'll hear a little of my Yiddish mama, instrumental.